The next patient is Kenneth Mills. The last name is M-I-L-L-S. Kenneth. This is the clinical case of an 83-year-old white male that is following the practice because of CKD stage 3A. The patient has a history of the cancer in the urinary bladder. Was evaluated at the Moffitt Cancer Center, and they didn't think that he was a candidate for excision of the tumor. And at that time, that was in August of 2012, the patient was referred to hospice, period. He used to have a nephrostomy in the left kidney that was dislodged unintentionally. Period, the nephrostomy was not placed back. The patient has a Foley catheter that is draining a clear urine, and that is changed at the urologist's office every 4 weeks. The patient had obstructive uropathy and deterioration of the kidney function. After the nephrostomy tube dislodged and the CT scan failed to show significant hydronephrosis. The kidney function has been improving gradually. The serum creatinine is 1.1, the BUN is 21. And the estimated GFR is 63 mLs per minute, which makes him a CKD stage 2. Period. The albumin is 3.1. The protein creatinine ratio is 730 milligrams per gram of creatinine. We're going to continue with the same approach, and we are going to reevaluate this case in 3 months with laboratory workup. Number two, the patient has pancytopenia and anemia that is followed at the cancer center by Dr. Ahmed. The patient is getting infusions of iron and the administration of Procrit has been given. Following number, diabetes mellitus that is with a hemoglobin A1C that is 6.4. Blood sugar is very well controlled. Period. The blood pressure is 144 over 54, and the patient has maintained the body weight of 213 with a BMI of 28. As I said before, we are going to reevaluate this case in 3 months with laboratory workup. We invested 10 minutes reviewing the lab and the chart, the different notes from the cancer center, in the face-to-face 16 minutes, in the documentation 7 minutes.